We're doing the Drashot Aran, we're up to page Shin Chaf Tet in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. The Ran had said that Moshe's prophecy was different than everyone else's because his prophecy was ever present. At any moment, he could attain prophecy. And that's why Moshe had to separate from his wife. And his question was, why didn't God tell that to Aaron and Miriam? They were wondering, why did he leave his wife? And why didn't God say, this is why? So the Ran had said that when... the answer is that when Moshe was prepared for prophecy consistently, so this idea was expressed to Aaron and Miriam in the best possible form. When you want to tell something to someone, you could just tell them the fact, the end product, or you could explain to them the roots of why it's so. So if you understand why something is so, then you understand it much better. And that's why Hashem let them know that Moshe was prepared for prophecy at all times, and no other prophet is like that. But they didn't understand the reasoning behind it yet. And now God's going to explain to them the reasoning behind it. So if we want to understand the reasoning behind it, we need one point of introduction. It's something that's relatively clear. That if you want to impact things, if things are going to change in this world, that doesn't happen when you take two similar things. If you want to change something, you need to take an opposite and apply it, and then it'll change it. ולזה הסכנים הנבדלים להעלות ההפך מהם יהיו תמיד שכל בפועל, וכן הנפש אחרי היפרדה מהגוף ויחלצה ממקוריו, כי מה שתשיג הנפש, השינוי והתמורה עודנה בגוף, שתהיה שכלה פעם וחכמה פעם, איננה מצד עצמה, אבל מצד כוחות הגוף המנגדים אותה והמציקים לה. So he says, okay, the idea is as follows. If we have, let's say, angels, so they are completely spiritual. If you want something opposite an angel, so there is no opposite, because angel is spiritual. It's in the physical world that you have opposites. An angel is spiritual. There's no opposite in a spiritual sense. An angel will never change. You take the human soul, so the soul also doesn't change because it's spiritual. There's no contra. The only time that you find change is in the physical world. In the physical world, you have a soul in a body. Well, then the body has all kinds of conflicts. This is healthier, this is less healthy, this is more attractive, this is less attractive, this is more correct, this is less correct.
Can we say that the body affects the soul?
Oh, so then the body can affect the soul. When the soul has to be in a physical world, then suddenly the soul has to contend with contradictions.
That's why it's here.
The soul is affected because the human body has forces that contradict the soul and annoy the soul. And then throughout one's life, the soul sometimes has situations where the body fights the soul, and then the body can affect the soul because the soul is stuck in a physical world. But if the body never fights the soul, if the body is as pure and holy as the soul, so then the soul can remain a constant. Because the soul on its own has no reason to change. Something spiritual doesn't have a contra. Therefore, so when God tells them right away, other prophets will only have a dream or a vision. So in order for other prophets to get prophecy, their body has to be nullified. Suddenly they lose control because the body gets in the way. ושנבואן משה לא הייתה כן, but Moses' prophecy wasn't that way. אבל ינבא והוא עומד על שלמות כוחותיו, כאדם המדבר עם חברו פה אל פה. That's what God's telling Aaron and Miriam. When Moshe has prophecy, he's standing, he's talking to me, it's like we're friends. הנה נודע מזה שכוחות גופי שער הנביאים היו מנגדים לנבואתם. God was telling Aaron and Miriam, every other prophet is having a contradiction when they get prophecy. Their body is pulling the other way, so the body has to be nullified. Moshe can stand and be fully erect with all his capacities and talk to me, and that's because his body has been purified to a point where there's no contradiction. Let's just hear him out. Veshekochot guf Moshe lo hayu menugdim elei haklal. So Moshe's physical forces did not contradict his spirituality at all. Venimshach mitchayev mizeh sheshar hanavim lo hayu mukhanim lenevuah b'chol et mitzad nigud kochotihim. So other prophets, well, they had a contradiction. Prophecy was coming to a human that's living with a soul and a body, and the body is not on the level of the soul. There's a struggle here. Moshe could have prophecy at any moment because Moshe never had a contradiction. His physical life equated his spiritual life, and so that's why he could stand erect and get prophecy, and that's why he could have prophecy at any minute. So God showed them this, in fact, on themselves. And God showed them how when he tries to talk to them and they haven't prepared, suddenly Aaron and Miriam both break out in leprosy. They're both in pain. They're both calling out, we need purity. We need to go to a mikveh. God, wait, this is painful. So they can't handle prophecy. God's telling them, you see, but I'm talking to the three of you at one shot. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, come out of the camp. And then God starts talking. Moshe is standing there comfortably talking. Aaron and Miriam are going out of their wits. They're in tremendous pain and they say, wait, God, we didn't go to the mikveh. We're not pure. We can't handle this. God's telling them, you're talking about Moshe. Why did he leave his wife? Because he doesn't have such problems. With Moshe, his body is in line with his soul. He can have prophecy at any minute. God was also telling them, every other prophet sees his prophecy using his mind. There's the soul factor and there's the mind factor. The soul sees the prophecy, but it utilizes the imagination of the mind. There's a union between the two to see the prophecy. They're not only seeing the prophecy with their soul. But Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was only his soul. He didn't have to use his mind at all. That's what our sages say, that Moshe saw every word he was supposed to say. Other prophets saw visions, then they had to interpret it, and then they had to give over the prophecy. So yes, their soul was heavily involved. And it was a spiritual, clear experience. But it still involved the mind. Moshe was clean. As genius as he was so pure that the soul spoke, God was speaking through Moshe. God says, Moshe is trusted throughout my house. So some of the commentaries explain that this is the idea that a person is trusted in the house. He's let in and out at all times. But I'm going to explain it slightly differently. And with that, the Ran is going to conclude this speech. We're up to the final paragraph. As the Ran explains Moshe's prophecy, what it means, b'chol beitin emanu. That's the final thought we're going to see, b'ezrat Hashem, next week.